So the way we look at it is that if you want to do something in this decade for real, for us, there is one option, and it is methanol, and it's a great option. And the last thing I should say about methanol, why we like that so much, existing ships can be retrofitted. So you have these 20, 30 year assets costing you hundreds of millions of dollars. You can actually retrofit them at a reasonable cost to run on methanol. And I think that's just a huge advantage because it means you don't need to talk about stranded assets, right? So that's why we like that technology, but we are not in love with it. We are not, it's not our sole bet. It's just what we can do now. And then when new greater technologies present themselves, we'll go with that. Well, there's not much about the future that we know. I know that it will be a complex fuel landscape in the future, but hey, we can deal with that.
You've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Lodestar podcast, which is sponsored by Project 44, the world's most trusted end-to-end visibility platform. The Lodestar podcast was created and produced by MK and Associates and me, your host, Mike King. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on thelodestar.com. Thanks for listening.